Listeners be advised. The Holiloquy podcast discusses matters related to the human experience and many that are sexual in nature. Due to this, some conversations may surround triggering topics such as sexual violence, self-harm, abuse, and much more. Please be advised. A list of crisis and psychological resources will be available in the show notes of this episode. With that said, let's get started with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, as we go through the following safety instructions.
In the event that there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead. Place the mask over your nose and mouth. Breathe normally as oxygen is flowing even if the mask is not accessible. Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out on, I'm messing myself up. Too early in the afternoon. Okay, again, repeat. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. This is your favorite host, Vernon T. Scott, also known as Slater Jackson, and for you freaky motherfuckers out there, Sebastian Adams. On today's episode, I have Devannon with me once more, and we're talking about mental health and relationships and all the great things. And if you have not learned about Devannon at this point, shame on you, because the man's been on like every single season of the show. I've been on his show, and like, come on, where have you motherfuckers been? And if you're new, I understand that's not your fault, because you are new. I'm talking about the people who's been here. But if you are new, welcome. So I'm happy that you've joined us here at the Holiloquy podcast. So before we get into the conversation, Devannon, do you mind introducing yourself for these new people, the old people? Shame on you. For the new people only.
Hey, new people, because I guess it's fuck you to the old people or whatever we doing. But
if they don't know you, that's on them.
Right. If you don't know me by now, then you never, ever, ever, ever.
Exactly.
I'm shouting out to y'all from down here in the boot, bitch. I'm Louisiana, you know, doing what I do, rolling through, shutting it down. And I host the Sex, Drugs, and Jesus podcast. It's at sexdrugsandjesus.com, to wherever it is you listen to your podcast shits at. Also, I run the lingerie, Pinky Lingerie website, downunderapparel.com. That's find me, because that's where I be. Oh, fuck. Also, I'm an author, too. It's also at sexdrugsandjesus.com, and I've written two books, so two more works. My memoir, also called Sex, Drugs, and Jesus, a memoir of self-destruction and resurrection. And we have won now two awards.
Oh, bitch. Ooh, not I have an award-winning author on the line. Yes. Yes. See, for those people who been around for such a long time and you didn't know who Devannon is, that's your fault. Shameful. but yeah, I appreciate you for coming on to the show, Devannon. Like our episodes are always great. They're fulfilling. I actually was looking at the episode that we did the other day, not the other day, like a couple months ago, that released the other day, like last week. And it was about the Manhunt, that docuseries on Netflix. And yeah, that was a great conversation. It truly was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I really, really hope. I mean, we addressed a lot of racial issues and mental health issues that lead to radicalization. But I hope that pretty ass man who was wearing the blue, who I sent the shout out and said he needs to hit me up for the date. He needs to find me, because I am still available.
I'm done. Now you still shooting your shot. I really do hope that he does find you, because the man was cute. So I will give that to you. So
he had a fucking brain. Like, it's not even about, I mean, he's fine to me. I find him really attractive, but he could think, connect more than 2-3 fucking sentences together and handle complex subject matter. Which is not a something that is something a whole lot of XY chromosomes can do these days.
Chile, not, oh God, oh my. I was about to throw some shade on some people. But I agree, because I'm getting tired of it. I like these dating streets are, I don't know what it is. I'm tired of dating in hell. Like, can I get to a different plane of existence where the dating population is a little bit more nuanced and can, like you said, construct multiple sentences and have thought amongst themselves? It's tiring.
But I wanted to tell you, since the last time I spoke with you, and one of the last times when I was, after I had broken up with the dude and I was struggling with the dating apps and trying to control myself, and you, I attribute, I mean, Jesus Christ, of course, but what you said to me in the tone that you said it, which had something to do with, like, you know, like you need to control yourself, something said to me when I was struggling with, should I be on the apps? Can I stop myself from using them? It's something you said in a tone of voice I never heard you say before, use before. You had a look in your eyes. Maybe it was the spirit looking at me through you. From that moment forth, I never used those damn things again. After you told me what you said.
Child, I need to listen to that so I could tell myself to get off these damn apps. Granted, I just don't give them any kind of attention anymore. I truly don't. Like, I just, they're on my phone and I just don't use them. I'm at that point. I think I will only log in whenever I'm like horny. But at the same time, I'm just like, I got great toys. So it's like, oh, speaking of great toys, if you're interested in like a masturbatory toy, I know this is the vibrator in my pod, and I'm probably not going to have an episode for that releasing anytime like this year or next year, because, you know, get my life together. But there's this toy called Blow Motion, the vibrating warming something. I forget the full title. That motherfucker right there. Full body orgasm every single time I use it. Every single time. And it's not like I'm using this toy for like a whole 5 minutes or something. No, I'm there in 2 minutes. And bitch, I'm so happy I have a beautiful and loving body that recharges like no motherfucking other, because I can have multiple in one night. Oh, thank God.
Yes. You think it's better than the Lilo prostate massager?
Oh, definitely. Lilo's still in my hoe bag, but
Oh yeah,
Blow Motion, child.
I'm not gonna make a note of that. Blow Motion, BLO.
BLOW, then motion, all one word.
Look that up right now. Blow Motion. Is it a vibrator or a prostate massager?
Vibrator. Well, it's a masturbator.
Blow Motion. Oh, is that like? Is that jerking like your dick?
So that's a great thing about it. It doesn't jerk. You have to jerk yourself, but it like latches on to your dickhead, and it's like not really latch on. You can always take it off, but once you get it on, you're just like, bitch, just stay there. So when you're actually masturbating, it's just focusing on your glands, the penis head, the dickhead, whichever one we want to use today. It just stays there, and you're just jerking your dickhead, and it just feels so good. And next thing you know, you're just like, oh God.
Yeah, I like too much anal stimulation to have that much attention on the D. And I would be concerned about, if you're coming that fast, how does that jive with, I guess different masturbatory sessions could be different things. Cause you know, I like to do a lot of the delayed release, you know, and working with the PC muscles within the taint, you know, and really, really, you know, to build and strengthen those muscles. So I can't be coming in no 2-3 minutes.
It depends on what you got going for yourself that day.
For the day.
Like whenever I just do just my hands by themselves, and like I can be anywhere from like jerking, like if I want to have a full session, I guess.
A sesh.
Look, anywhere between 1 hour to 5 hours, I will be, because I go back to it, because if I don't get to my peak where I want to be at, I'm going back. And I'm like, I should not be up until like 3 a.m. in the morning still jerking off. Am I happy to be here? Yes, I am. But at the same time, the blow motion just, you know, brings that a little bit down. And another reason why I, you know, whenever I'm super horny and I get on the apps is because it makes that, it shortens that time frame for me to get to that peak. So I'm like, might as well get those multiple stimulations going so that when I do have to jerk off a little bit more to get to the point where I'm feeling satisfied, I don't have to spend up to 5 hours. I can do so within an hour, 2 hours, or what have you. So it shortens that time frame a lot for me. So that's why I love it.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think one of these nights I'm going to mix it up and use my Lilo and the blow motion at the same time. I don't think these apps are furthering themselves every single day. Sucks for them. Okay, we're completely off topic though. So mental health and relationships. So one of the things that we did talk about way, way, way back when we were like drafting up this episode was mental health as it relates to the Black community. What are some of your thoughts about that?
I don't feel like it's gotten much damn better. In the subsequent, you know, few months as we had that conversation, I just don't see it. I just don't fucking see it. And it's gotten to the point here in Baton Rouge that I don't go to any of the gay bars anymore. I don't date in Baton Rouge. In Louisiana, I refuse to have sex in Louisiana. There's yet an increase in STDs. There's an increase in depression. Everybody's so fucking sad. And one of the main messages that I've been preaching wherever the fuck I've been at, it's like for all the sex people want to go out and have, for all the things they want to consume, so many people are still sad, still depressed, still, just like the drugs don't make them happy. All the nuts they go out and bust don't make them happy. You know, swapping all that energy with strangers off of those fucking apps don't make them nothing but more confused. I'm saying all that to say, I have yet to have a male from Wakanda, okay, someone of the darker hue, actually walk up to me and know who the fuck he is, can communicate that and be happy. You know, I can't tell you anybody who I've met like that this year who's just been like, okay, that dude's confident, he's happy, mental health on point. They're all struggling and they're not improving.
You know, I have to say, from my experience with the apps as well as off the apps, I'm coming across the same thing. Like, I don't see any improvement in the mental health of the Black community at all. I would say I see slight improvement, not anything that's making a marginal difference in how we approach mental health. And that's another reason why, most definitely since I'm transitioning to going into my clinical practice and whatnot, and, you know, finishing up that side of my degree, I've been pushing a lot more of the conversations around mental health and social media, and I've actually communicated with people who are appreciating that content, who are planning on doing the work. But at the same time, I'm like, this is not enough. Just one or two people every 2 months is not enough of a change for people to be doing better, for people to actually want to improve the way that they see themselves in their realities, or how their trauma has impacted them and how they've actually placed trauma on other people. So it's like, I would love for there to be a lot more conversations related to mental health within the community, as well as people putting in the effort to honor their mental health and honor their growth in some way. It's just that it's hard to keep pushing when you're not seeing anybody wanting to take the bite or take the bait and do what's good for them and do what's good for their family.
The Holiloquy podcast focuses on the variability of sexual expression. When it comes to sexual expression, we often depend on pornography to illustrate how one must perform sexually. For those who have not learned this by now, the stuff you see in porn is not real. Pornography provides a singular perspective of sexual expression that is not often the reality we see during our own sexual encounters. The Holiloquy podcast is a conversation that takes you outside of the compressed box of what many know about sex. Some of the topics we discuss includes kinks, condom usage, status disclosure, and past sexual experiences. The Holiloquy podcast steps out on sexual norms and recognizes that the norm is not the only normal. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Growth in some way, it's just that it's hard to keep pushing when you're not seeing anybody wanting to take the bite or take the bait and do what's good for them and do what's good for their family. And I love that there's a lot of people who are talking about breaking certain family curses, but going to therapy is, generation curses. I don't even hear them saying, oh yeah, one of those generational curses I need to break is the lack of going to therapy. Like, no, you still have to do that. If you really want to be about that, breaking the distancing yourself from the traumas that your family has put upon you and all these other things, then therapy is one of those things that could help you do that.
You know what? I agree, but Black people have this fucking shit about therapy. So you know what? If y'all motherfuckers don't want to go to therapy, then try hypnotherapy, try neuro-linguistic programming, try some alternative shit, go to fucking Mexico and suck you down a whole gallon of fucking mushroom tea with a shaman or whatever the fuck. There's other things out there. What Vern is saying is, God damn it, do something rather than sitting around looking fucking pitiful year after damn year. Mm-hmm. I've taken a far more aggressive tone, especially after everything I've been through this year and getting back from New York, Vernon. I released two episodes yesterday. Basically, I was telling people to go fuck off. In terms of, great deal out of the people I was talking to were Wakandans. Unfortunately, they from East Wakanda. They from the bad part. You and I from West Wakanda. But there's too many. There's so much. As the Lord was chiding with the children of Israel in the Hebrew Bible, and he was like, is there no balm in Gilead? Why then is not the affliction of my people healed? In other words, what I'm saying is, given you remedies, medication options, but you have not chosen to use them. The only thing I see that we can do is preach in our peace, give these messages, their podcasts and various channels, so that somebody is ready to change, they'll come across it and then go do something with it. That's literally all we can do. But it, as old as time, people, it's like these cages and the fucking cage door open, but they just don't fucking fly out.
I agree. Like, it's like you can identify all the free resources for people. And once you do that, you just have to step away from it, because it is at a point where someone really does have to choose it for themselves. And I think that's the failure that's going on within the community, is that we're choosing not to take part in those resources. Like, I think about whenever I go on social media, and I love it for a lot of Black women that they are going to therapy in larger numbers and everything. But at the same time, like for Black men, we can see these things, we can hear these stories about how Black women are improving, bettering themselves, and all these other things, yet then we regress to the narrative that has been pushed for so long, most definitely when it comes to patriarchal beliefs, that, oh, well, at the end of the day, I still have to have control over the woman and all these other things. And I'm like, fam, why? Or even within queer spaces, I still have to present myself as a certain type of person, certain type of man, and all these other things, be that tough guy, or there's no need for me to step into these spaces of healing because I got it all under control. Or just even releasing that idea that you don't have to always be under in control of your everything that you got going on in your life. Sometimes you just have to relinquish control in order to figure out what's going on. Allow someone else to hold your hand, lift you up, or just, you know, not a hand out, but a hand up, like those kind of things. Allow somebody to walk with you and carry some of that burden to make it easier for you, while at the same time, not putting that burden on your intimate partners and make it their job to deal with the things that you cannot deal with for yourself. And I think we become just a gender or masculine presenting in general. We've become so accustomed to not having being held accountable for our emotions and our feelings and our actions. We become accustomed to blaming others rather than blaming ourselves, because it's easy that way. It's easier to scapegoat rather than recognize that, okay, I am the problem. I really am the problem that I keep telling other people they need to fix. It's me. I need to be fixed. How can I do that?
Boys are dumb. And I can just drop it. I can just drop the fucking mic on that and like go retire or some shit. Because boys are fucking stupid. Like, I had a dream when I was young about how the world was covered in like this dark black and gray type static, and I was running through it in this like demon monster thing made of that same evil black static, which represents all kinds of negative energy, deception, and blindness. And I was, this thing was chasing me through this static, and it was like people were out on the street with all these clothing racks and shopping. And so this represented like deceitful fashions of the world, trendy things that people think are very popular. And in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 60, it talks about how darkness will cover the earth. And the Bible talks about how blind lead the blind. When it comes to stupid masculinity, it's just beyond toxic at this point. It's just fucking ignorant as hell. Mm-hmm. You know, what you have is a lot of fucked up ass dudes who lead this patriarchal bullshit, teaching other dudes. Men try to act like they stand alone. You know, you walk into the bathroom, they don't want to pee next to each other at the urinal because that's too close. You know, they don't want to do this and they don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, not a single fucking one of them, and not very many, have a mind of their own. Mm. So physically, they don't want to look, you know, they want to look tough and shit and so independent and, you know, don't want to, you know, be too close to the homie, but their minds are enmeshed in one. And no, none of them think for themselves. They have to run it by the homie. They have to be sure it's not going to make them look weak. They literally have put each other into bondage. They can't be free. When I was in New York, I was walking down the street looking cute with my hoochie shorts on, with my coochie hanging out. And I walked past this work truck with these three like Latinos in it. Now, honey, I can tell when somebody is focusing on me. One of them dude in the truck, I could tell, really wanted to look and with his let his eyes chase this sweet ass down Fifth Avenue, bitch. But he restrained himself. He restrained himself. Why? Because the other two dudes in the truck probably were straight or whatever the case may be. So what is this done? It's put the queer or bi homie was in a position where he does not feel like he can be free in the presence of other males. What is the, and that sort of shit is going to fuck him up and anybody else like that mentally, internally. And then they get into these secret relationships. It just spirals out of control. What is the point of being a male if you can't be fucking free? You know, your homie is not your homie if he's going to judge you if you want to date men, women, and trans people. That is somebody who wants to fucking control you. Mm. He's not your damn friend. Mm. And so this prevailing mindset from these men is not helping them. It's not serving them. It's not in vogue or on tempo with the times. All it is that same type of darkness I saw in my dreams where people are mindlessly on a hamster wheel doing some shit just because everyone else is doing it, but nobody is really questioning the who, what, when, where, and why of it all to make sure it makes sense. Mm. So it results in a whole bunch of unhappy ass men that go out and do whack ass shit. And then they repeat this karma within themselves and they have the audacity to go and teach it to their sons and shit when they have them.
It's ridiculousness. Like, I really do not get why, at most definitely at your adult ages, like many men and masculine presenting people will give other people the power to define their sense of masculinity. And one of the things I learned just through therapy itself, well, actually, I can't credit all of this on therapy because I just innately stop caring about other people's definition of what I deem as being masculine. But I, at where I'm at today, I don't care if you don't see me as being masculine. I don't care if you feel as though me having sex with other men makes me seem feminine, be a bottom or whatever the case is, means I'm the female. Or I don't give a damn, because at the end of the day, bitch, I'm not fucking you. At the end of the day, I don't care about your opinion. At the end of the day, who the fuck are you to tell me how I live my life? What power? If you are not contributing, I told a friend this recently. What I'm going to start doing to people whenever they come into my business, I'm going to tell them $800 and they're going to be confused. What does that mean? And I'm like, since you don't know that number, that means you're not paying not one of my motherfucking bills. So what gives you the right or the thought process to think that you can control anything that's coming over here? Because until you know how much all of my bills are, or even just my rent, you don't have a say in what the fuck I got going on in my life. So if I'm outside in a bonnet, bitch, mind your motherfucking business, because $800. If I'm outside with have like a whole ass bra on or some shit and looking like a motherfucking sexy whale, you got a problem with the $800, mind your motherfucking business. Am I paying you anything? Look, I'm not paying you a nickel, a dime, a penny, or anything of the sort. So mind the motherfucking business that pays you and enjoy that. And then outside of that, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, you're one of the ones who've been unplugged for the Matrix, Doc Scott, but you know, most people have not, and it doesn't seem like a lot of people don't want to break. I'm here for the sexy whale. I'm here for the sexy whale. That's a fetish of mine. We need to make it happen.
Love it.
But let's talk about how some people have gotten into this, to their neuro pathways. They've allowed themselves to be conditioned by the patriarchy and by horrible masculinity, because really that's what's happened. These boys have been conditioned. Okay, it's much easier for most people to just stay in that conditioning, even if they know it's hurting them and that it's not serving them, because they don't know what it's like to think or live any other way. Mm. They have the nuts to go and have sex with somebody, but they don't actually have true bravery. They don't have the balls to change. Mm. That takes more strength. What do we think about how a lot of people know the shit ain't working, but they just gonna keep doing it anyway?
Isn't that called insanity?
It's called a whole lot of things that ain't cute.
I agree. Some people are afraid of the unknown. And actually, that was something that I was talking about last night with one of the Hovember episodes about being your authentic self, how people truly, they are afraid to touch that rail that leads you to the other side of what it means to just walk in your truth, because they can see, oh, all the bad things are going to happen. I'm going to lose these relationships, lose these connections, and all these other things. And if those things that you're fearful of losing are connected to you not being your authentic self, clearly those things might be things that you might need to move away from. Because if you're unhappy in this moment, you're not feeling comfortable, you're not feeling wholeness on a daily basis because of these things that's within your environment, sometimes you just have to change your environment. You have to change the individuals that you communicate and come across. You have to do the actual changes. Find people who will support that. If you want to, like, I get it. You can't just hop out there and just be like, I'm this person. And like, people are often against change. Maybe you can do a soft launch. Oh, well, you know, I'm okay with this thing over here. I support this thing on some level. And then, you know, just keep going that route until you gradually change the people who's in your environment, change your situations or whatever that case is, and then be your authentic self. It may have to be a progress that happens over a year or two, or it can just be something that you just outright be like, you know what, I need to make some changes. I need to block this person. I'm tired of having this conversation with this other individual. I don't want to be in a relationship with my ex anymore and go continue this same cycle of foolishness. I'm tired of talking to my baby mama or baby daddy in this certain way. And if they cannot communicate, well, it is what it is. You can change that conversation. All right, when are we going to see the kids? When am I going to be able to pick up the kids? Okay, this is your response. This is your response. I understand. I respect that. Okay, keep moving. Why are you?
Yeah, changes. I mean, everything you're saying is right, but this is talking about consciously making a decision and a plan. That's a lot of work, Vernon. I'm telling you, motherfucking men are lazy. You know, men have been spoiled by society, especially queer men. You know, back in the day when I used to bother, you know, you go over to some dude's house to have sex or whatever, have him, you know, these tops expect you to do every fucking thing. You know, they used to being chased. They don't even want you to get up and fuck anymore. They just want to like lay there because they're supposed to be the king and everything's supposed to be done for them. Child, how did the Bible say it? Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. You know, just there's not enough words that I could use to say how just terrible that mentality is. Dudes think way more of themselves than they ought to these days. Half of them still live with their mama, or half of them don't treat her well, or half of them don't understand what the fuck respect is, how to talk to people, even do the basic shit like show up on time. That is a real man, somebody who does what they say. They're not out cheating on people. You know, that is masculinity. To me, it is an active, progressive, positive energy strength that has the power to make shit happen, not take advantage of people, use people, and use your strength for bad means. They're not going to change if they still hang around other dudes reinforcing the negative tape being played in their head. So what you're talking about, Vernon, I concur, is a complete paradigm change. In order for a fucked up dude who's got a twisted sense of masculinity, which most of them do, to change, he's going to have all new friends, or he's going to have to get his homies together and be like, y'all, we fucking up. Let's actually evaluate why we've been acting this way. Either they all going to change, or most of them have to change, or he's going to have to do a whole new thing. Child, what that looks like for me is moving to a different state, because I'm not waiting for it to happen in no damn Louisiana.
That's me moving to a whole nother country, because I cannot. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. Like, I will say, I've met some amazing people on my journey. And even I don't know what my current relationship status is at this moment anyways. But even with that situation, it's very up in the air about where things are going. So I'm like, is this even going to be something that lasts a long time? So it's like, I'd rather people be able just to communicate at this point. I'd rather be in environments that are conducive to growth, that are actually have a sense of building relationships, understanding the terms of the relationship, being able to understand what our triggers are, what our trauma responses are, be able to even isolate our responses to understand, oh, look, I'm not upset with this person because of something that they did. What they did was something completely minor. However, why am I triggered? And understand that that's a response that I have, because I actually had one of those moments recently where I had to recognize, okay, I was triggered by something that this person did. It wasn't their action. It was just me. What is going on with me? And let me reflect on that and dive deeper into that so I can apologize or have the conversation with whoever I'm talking to let them know, like, hey, it wasn't about you. This was about me. And I can, and I have ownership of that. And I think that's the thing that many people are lacking, and that is having that ownership of the behavior and their actions that cause certain feelings of others. And I get some people trigger themselves and think that they are owed a fucking apology. No, that's not how that works. However, if I do something and say something that does trigger you and you bring that to me and we have that conversation, then yes, I can apologize for that. I will have ownership of my actions. But I think because of the extreme coddling that many men have had over the years, it's just going further and further and further along the lines of not existing at all.
It's like reverse evolution. The next few round of men might have come out looking like fucking cavemen again or some shit, because the IQ, the intelligence quotient just ain't. How did Shania Twain say that? Don't impress me much.
Before I go, because you did mention hypnotherapy earlier, I just want to make a PSA for any person who's listening to this and may identify as a Black man and feel as though that, why are you talking about Black men and not talking about Black women? Black women is not our job. Me as a Black man, as well as Devannon as a Black man, it is not our job to police and speak on the issues of Black women, because neither one of us are Black women. Can we talk about it in a generalized way? Of course we can. But at the end of the day, it is not our concern about how Black women decide to operate in the society. But what we can do is address Black men, because we are of that. Can we talk about white people too within this conversation? Yes, we can. We have that privilege to do so. But at the end of the day, neither one of us is caring about that right now. We are not caring about that. Most definitely, if the dating pool that you're most predominantly working within are those who look like you. So it's like, just understand, this is not a direct attack about on Black men, but just acknowledging that we can do better. But yeah, the hypnotherapy thing. And there are several different things that people can utilize when it comes to therapeutic resources. It can be coaching, it can be art therapy, it can be a lot of a variety of different things that help people heal. Spiritual therapy, spiritual counseling, spiritual awakening, or like you mentioned, going to Mexico to have a herbal treatment and hallucinate a little bit. Like, if that's the thing that helps you, continue to do that. But I know that you particularly have experience in hypnotherapy and receiving that. What was that experience like for you?
Well, not only do I have experience receiving it, but I also went to school for it, and I'm a licensed hypnotist also. Oh. But well, my mind is open to it, and I see my hypnotherapist, you know, monthly. I'll tell you this, when I went through the breakup and everything at the beginning of this year, the hypnotherapist was the only voice of reason. You know, licensed clinical social worker, beyond the couples therapist who completely missed that the ex is a fucking narcissistic sociopath. Yeah, a hypnotherapist is somebody who has that mixture of spirituality and your traditional therapeutic training. So they're going to look at it from, this is a psychological profile, but here are the energetic implications too, and here are the spiritual implications too. It's a very unique mix when you're dealing with a hypnotherapist, because a lot of us are very intuitive, spiritual, channeling, you know, sort of people. So for me, in hypnotherapy, for me, it's not, for anybody, it's not like putting people under, making them quack like ducks and different crazy shit like that. It's about having a conversation with the hypnotherapist about what the goals are. I want to have better dreams. I want to achieve success in my career field. I want to lose weight. I want to stop smoking, whatever. And then when they put you under, then the hypnotherapist just repeats back to you whatever it is that you've agreed is going to be stated to you. When I say go under, people have different levels of going under. Some people are completely knocked the fuck out. Then there's people like me that don't, I won't like fall asleep. You know, I might just kind of like slumber or something like that. You know, everybody's different. How it feels is kind of like out of it after it's over. I try not to do anything that requires a hell of a lot of effort after the hypnotherapy session. It's kind of like a lagging benefit. You know, after the session, you know, each after, it's like I feel a little bit stronger, a little bit better, whatever it is that we talked about. It's like she speaks it to me. It goes into my subconscious, which hypnotherapy is nothing more than finding a way to access somebody's subconscious and you replacing and rearranging things in there. And then when I go to do whatever it is that I was trying to work on, I find that I'm better at doing it after the hypnotherapy.
Sounds like I might need to book me an appointment with the hypnotherapist, because I know there's still certain things that I could work on when it comes to like things on the subconscious level. And I also need to book me an appointment with a Reiki specialist, because like, not to say that my current therapist is bad or anything, because I actually do enjoy my sessions with her. She's no Eddie, though. And anybody who's been listening to the podcast, you know exactly who Eddie is. Eddie saved a motherfucker. But she's no Eddie. And one of the reasons why I've been seeing her is because I want to engage with my emotions a lot more like I used to be able to when I was a lot younger. And I also feel like where I'm at now, when it comes to like my emotional development or emotional expression, that it prevents me from even acting the way I used to act. And when I mean acting, I mean like performing acting, like reading the scripts and all of that, because it was easier for me to key into certain emotions and display those emotions at one point. And now it's just like, do I even recognize that anymore? So like, that was my reasons for going back into therapy. And I feel like at this point, hypnotherapy might be an option, as well as seeing someone who is a Reiki specialist that can help release some of those energies that I may have been blocking, that I, you know, I'm doing subconsciously.
It's going around. I had a dream I had a dream about, you know, me needing to go see a Reiki specialist too, like maybe one or two nights ago or one or two mornings ago. And I was looking at a tarot card reader who was suggesting like Reiki and stuff like just last night. So I'm happy to hear you say this.
Look, the threes, that means it's you need to do it.
But you know, Vernon, you can go onto YouTube and this can help a lot of people out there and get the shit for free, because the services we're talking about, hypnotherapy and Reiki, are not cheap. Unless sometimes the hypnotherapy, you might could get into like an internship program and find somebody who's like either free or inexpensive. But till then, you can go on YouTube and find virtual, you know, pre-recorded hypnotherapy, Reiki, chakra cleansing, and everything. Oh. And the guys that they're doing the Reiki, like the hands are in the screen and they got the crystal going and everything is just like you right there.
Well, I need to keep that in mind. Shoot, I love me something that's free now. Well, yeah, I think a shift in energies is something that a lot of people need, most definitely in these trying times that we live in, because, oh my God, every single day is a new stressor. It's just like, do I want to be, you know, like aware of everything, or do I just want to be ignorant? And just making that decision of where you want to be. And once you make that decision, that also means you have to be, you know, you have to keep yourself accountable for what you decided, because like no one else told you you had to be of the world on that day. So yeah, this life is stressful. It doesn't have to be, but that's where we are currently within our society. Every single day is a new stressor.
Well, you know, stress is a part of the human existence. Pain is a part of the human existence. I'm not overly fond of how averse a lot of people are to stress and the negative aspects of life. You know, it's not always going to be pleasure. And look, I'm a fucking Sagittarius, and I know extremes this and extreme that, but I have come to have radical acceptance with the fact that it's just going to be extreme pain. You know, there's a time to weep, there's a time to mourn, like Solomon tells the book of Ecclesiastes. It's not always going to be smiles and gumdrops come squirting every fucking where. Well, some people don't have sex and they're miserable as fuck. And it's just a part of the human existence. So I think people are going to be a lot more balanced when they can accept the fact that, okay, today a lot of bad things happen. They didn't necessarily have to make it a bad day. That boils down to perspective. But even if it was a bad day, bitch, who are you to believe that every day is supposed to be fucking good? You know, you're supposed to count it all joy, count it all joy, as the scripture tells us. And so I think people need an attitude and a perspective adjustment. So yeah, the shit was stressful. Okay, that's how you get strong. Good, happy, peaceful times don't fucking strengthen you. You don't grow from that. You grow from problems, from pain, from turmoil. So look at pain and stress as a blessing, not a hindrance. Because through your patience possess you your souls.
You better speak on it. And I love that you mentioned, you know, finding that balance, because like I've been annoyed whenever I go on social media and people start talking about low vibrational energy, low vibrational this or anything like that. And I'm just like, y'all don't know what y'all are talking about. Most definitely when it comes to spiritual things. And I'm like, yeah. Do you want to be at low vibrations all the time? No, not really. But you just saying, like, I think of oftentimes I link the psychology and spiritual together, most definitely when it comes to like the vibrational patterns. When you're high frequency for an extended period of time, you're moving yourself closer to delusion. Because all you are surrounded by is, I guess, the positive vibes only, the positive energy only, the positive, and high frequency. That's all you're surrounded by. So at one point, you're going to be around that so much that you lose track of reality, that you begin to delude yourself that this is the only plane of existence, rather than understanding that sometimes you do have to be at a low vibration to humble yourself is where you can find within low vibrations to be centered, to be calm is to be at a low vibration, to be at peace. Can be within the range of low vibrations, but to act as though you have to be at a heightened state on 24/7 leads you to a space of not recognizing the other sides of yourself in a way.
I think what you're talking about is like if somebody manic or, yes. or like toxically optimistic. Now that's not. I mean, people can be that way. It's a dicey thing. A person has to be very, very spiritually inclined and in tune with their intuition to discern the difference in between a manic and or toxically optimistic person and somebody who's determined to always find the silver lining, no matter what's going on. Those two are not the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be calm and humble is not low vibration. You're a low vibration is somebody who's a murderer, somebody who's speaking negative, somebody who's evil, somebody who's pessimistic, somebody who can't find the silver lining, even if you dangle it in front of their fucking face. You know, low vibration is a vibration that can hurt you, that will subtract from you. That's negative energy that's taking you backwards in life, that's taking you in reverse. So I think what you're trying to say when you say low vibration is just chilling the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be careful when we talk about high vibrations in the spiritual, you know, like in the Reiki world, energy world, because a high vibration is anything that enhances you in life, and a low vibration, like a toxic relationship, a toxic partner, toxic thinking, those things are low vibration. Self-hatred, that's low vibration. So you can accept the fact that today was a bad day, or my partner left me, I'm getting a divorce, and own that and be in those feelings and maybe feel sad. But that does not mean that your vibration on that day, when you find that silver lining, you raise your vibration up, you know, but that doesn't mean that you're acting like shit didn't just hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can have both, but we never want to let our vibrations get down.
Mm, that's fair. But yeah, a lot of it, what I'm meaning is like being at those calming states and still working within your best interests, because it is acceptable to experience those, not to live in those, but to acknowledge those, to be within those for like a small period of time, rather than being like you were saying, being manic. And that's what I've been seeing in terms of like the trends of online, or where people feel as though that you need to be most definitely when it comes to behavior, like thinking that being in the party lifestyle is how you represent being in high vibrations, when that's not the case. You can have high vibrations alone. You can have that in solitude. You can have that with other people. And even when it is something, when you're with other people, you also have to manage and understand what is surrounding you, because you don't know all the time what is something that is draining from you. So that's what I mean when I mean like knowing those differences, experiences based on the vibrational patterns.
I concur. And again, it boils down to somebody being in tune with their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, people move so damn fast that they don't slow down to be able to hear their soul speak, or to hear the Holy Ghost speak, the spirit speak. So they don't know how to discern true emotion from false emotion, a high vibration from a good time, because that's a learned skill set. And so, no, happiness is defined is when you can sit still, alone, quiet in a room with nobody else and experience joy and true bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Fake happiness is what you're talking about, this hamster wheel bullshit where people go from one emotionally spiking activity to the next and they don't have any joy in between, or not a sufficient amount. So when's the next movie we can watch? Or let me go eat this fucking candy because it's going to make me feel good. Or let me go to this party or this drink. It's like they got to always go find the next thing to do. Watch this movie, go sleep with this person, you know, or whatever. You know, what you're saying is right. Like, joy is not supposed to be defined as activities. Mm. It's supposed to be defined within ourselves. And that's the delusion, because people get those emotional highs that come with doing those things confused with true joy. No, a person can be sad and depressed in the middle of the party and twirling around with a solo cup, go lay up in bed with somebody all night, and then go kill themselves the next day. So no, it's not in activities. Joy has to come from the inside. Happiness is a state of mind, bitch. It's not a state of activity.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that triggered me for a second, because I don't know if that is a specific person that I know, but because I know that specifically was definitely never me, but it was not me. But I don't know. I feel like I might need to reach out to somebody. I need to figure out why I felt triggered in that moment. Oh my God. Whoever you are you okay? Oh, Jesus. All right. So you ready for a little never have I ever?
All right.
So never have I ever sunbathed in a nude.
I don't believe so.
I haven't either. I don't see myself ever doing that.
We don't need a fucking tan. What the fuck we gonna do that for? We already cooked.
Well, you know, to get some, never mind, I'm not going to say that, because you're going to make this extremely sexual. So I'm just going to skip over it. Never mind, I'm still going to say it. You know, sometimes people just want to step out into the sun to get themselves some vitamin D. Shut up.
If you want to say just fucking on the patio or fucking by the pool, and let's just fuck on the beach and by the pool and be done with it. There's no need to get all these cute terms.
Oh God, I'm so done. Like one thing I will have to say I appreciate about having that melanin in my skin is that it reminds me I'm like a plant. It's like, yeah, I could step out in the sun and get vitamin D, and it's beautiful. It's a great thing. That's like, it's like our version of photosynthesis in some way, and I love that for us. I love it. Give me all the vitamin D. The non-sexual kind. So, would you rather? Would you rather watch a porno starring all of your coworkers or all of your partner's exes?
About coworkers.
You know, you said you fucked coworkers.
I said I'd rather watch. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've done that too, but or maybe I haven't. I don't know. Because that's not the wisest thing. But I would rather watch them because I've been turned on by a lot of coworkers. You know, in the past. I would not want to connect, and everything is energy. So I would rather connect energetically to some people who I fantasize about through the television or the phone or whatever we're watching on, then the evil ass energy is an ex for me, then the bitch was a bastard. So therefore, I'm not trying to fuck with his energy, her energy, or no fucking body who trifled around with that energy. They can all go to hell in a handbasket for all I give a fuck.
That's fair. That's fair. Because your ex definitely was trash. I would say, for myself, I don't know, like, when it comes to some of my coworkers, not that they're not attractive, I didn't find most of my coworkers as being sexually attractive. So seeing them in an orgy kind of way in pornos, I just be like, okay, that's cute, I guess. And granted, I have seen one of my coworkers, well, more than one of my coworkers naked, but specifically what I'm talking about now, one who's decided to start doing content, and I came across their page at one point, and I was like, oh, look at you. I'm happy for you. Block, because I'm not trying to see that. granted, that coworker and I was going to hook up at one point, so it's not that I wasn't attracted to the person. It was just like, I don't feel like seeing you in sexual positions really anymore. So no ill will. So I feel like, now that I think about it, that's actually a little bit tougher, because I don't care to see who my exes are or who they fooled around with. Like, I guess it will be like watching a porn of strangers. So I would think that will be a little bit better. But at the same time, I'm just, if it's certain people that my ex fooled around with, and it just has me like, you fooled around with that person, I might get judgy. And I don't know.
I don't like putting energy into any of that. Because sex is something that is super spiritual in nature. It was created by God and, in the heavenly powers. It was never, ever supposed to be something that was going to be a source of stress or strain. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a beautiful thing. Even if you're going to have multiple people in a polyamorous situation, that's totally cool with God. Anything at all that revolves around sex that would put a frown on anybody's face is wrong. Even if it's thinking, it's not a healthy energy. It's not a healthy vibration. It's a low vibration. But to focus energy on who an ex is done fucked or will fuck is just so sad, Vernon, because, and I get that this is like a round robin question, but you know, like, this is like a hot topic with me this year. Mm-hmm. Why can't we think of exes? You know, when I think of any ex, I don't think, wow, I hope they're doing good in their career. They've grown. All of them were hoes. You know, so when I think about them, all I think about is them. They probably out there still being a slut. Okay. You know, so I don't have any like positive recollection of any of them. And so do I give a damn about where they stick in their dick today? No. And then I've met so many fucking people who say shit. I need to get off on that tangent. It's just, I have a real hot button when it comes to like sex these days because of the way it's been perverted. When I was, and these people will be like, I don't give a damn about the people I'm sleeping with. I don't give a fuck about them. Like, that's the way people talk.
True.
People will literally sleep with you and hate you. I talked to this girl who's a witch when I was in New York. She's a succubus and she has sex with men and women. She envisions their energy coming out of them and coming into her, and it makes her feel really strong and it drains them and it makes them obsessed with her. And she's a witch. And there are people out there who intend to harm you when they go to bed with you, though they smile in your face and go through all the sexual motions, but in their head, they were out to get you. So y'all be careful who you tell home, because you don't know people.
Yeah, I kind of want to meet that succubus. She sounds fun. Granted, I will not have sex with her and I will keep my distance because I'm very protective of my energy. She has to recognize anything that she does against my consent. I'm sorry for you, sis. A man over here is covered. I get that, though. I truly do get that. And I know, like, even like for my ex, we have a pretty decent relationship. Like, we can talk about, you know, the craziness and strange things of when we were dating and all this other stuff, and, you know, have those closure conversations if need be. Like, even recently, before I started talking to the guy I'm currently talking to, I asked my ex, I was like, hey, what were some of the things that was off-putting within our relationship that I personally could have improved on? And like, those kind of like thought-provoking questions. And we just had that conversation. I was like, oh, this was very helpful and thank you. And I love that about our relationship because we can have that kind of conversation. But I also recognize not all people can do that.
As soon as you were saying that, I was like, oh, damn, that's an unusual question. Hercules.
Yeah, like when I like, that's why when I say I am very particular when it comes to dating people, I truly think about my energy first and what I am willing to put up with. And I do, well, I'm a lot better with it these days, but even when it came to hooking up with people, I ask these questions. If you cannot handle questions, you get upset about that, oh, well, we're not hooking up. We're not going to engage in sex because, one, you can't even get past questions and you're triggered. Like, you can't have a conversation and you're triggered. So why will I invite you over for sex, regardless of how horny I am? In the past, okay, I made my mistakes, but I learned from my mistakes. So, but yeah. Anyways, with that being said, Devanna, do you have any last questions? Not questions, any last comments or anything that you would like to share with the audience before I close this out?
Y'all be wise, be smart, most of all, be spiritual. It's time to learn that other side of your life. You only, where attention goes is where energy flows. So you got to learn how to grow yourself spiritually. You know how to do every damn thing else. Okay, and you know what you like to go do. So why don't you give God more time than what you've been giving him and act like that there's another plane of existence that needs to be tended to.
And that's the word. Well, Devanna, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I greatly appreciate you. To the listeners out there, thank you all so much for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. Just in case no one else told you this today, you are beautiful, you are worthy of happiness and joy, you are enough and then some. You may not live up to the expectations of others, but that is okay. You are only required to walk in your own shoes. May each day you live lead you towards abundance. With that said, love you all and see you next episode. Bye!
Thank you for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. You can subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting app and find us on the web at www.holiloquy.com. That's www.HEAUXLILOQUY.com. Share the podcast with your friends and join the conversation.